What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252. Now, it's kind of interesting that the liberals are all in favor of illegal immigrants coming across the border until they're being asked to actually take care of them. And up in Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser is not very happy about the buses of illegal immigrants being sent to Washington, D.C. from Arizona and Texas. She even went so far as to say these illegal immigrants are being tricked onto the buses to come to Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. has declared itself a sanctuary city, but I guess they don't really mean it. Because she's basically, Bowser is saying, no, we need to get these people out of here. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me? I'm in my car.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air.
All right, great. Mike, I wanted to call about a couple things. The first thing was, there was an article on UNS I sent you by Paul Kersey, and it's talking about how all of the Fortune 100 companies have pledged to Black Lives Matter that they're going to hire, they're going to avoid hiring whites, and how, you know, which is against Title IX.
Yes.
And of course, we're entering into a contraction. We're already in a contraction of the economy. And now these guys are breaking the law by making these pledges. And they are, so where does that leave us, right? Where does that leave us? That's the first thing. The second thing was, I believe there was a professor from the University of Pennsylvania who is being fired, female, for just mentioning affirmative action. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That's in my list of talking points.
It's unbelievable. And that's also on UNS. I talked about the Steve Saylor thing. And then there's one more on UNS that I wanted to talk about, and that was Paul Craig Roberts had a very short, like, three-paragraph article on what it means, what it would mean if you would fight for the United States against Russia.
Yes, I saw that, and we did link it to whatreallyhappened.com.
That's really key, and he really hits on the nose. I mean, we're the bad guys, and he spells it out item by item. And the last thing I wanted to bring up was, this is out of the Daily Mail, and there was a Ukrainian Air Force transport, military transport plane that crashed in Greece.
Yes.
And in the plane was 11 tons of high-tech weapons and weapons provided by NATO and the United States that the Ukraine, fighting supposedly for their survival, was shipping to Bangladesh. I'm sure it was a black market deal.
It probably
where they're
was.
Just taking, and I just kept reading this thing. It's the first real proof that Ukraine is these guys that are running Ukraine, and I wonder if Joe Biden's got a cut of this, you know, the big guy, if he gets 10%. But they're selling all these weapons. And when they refuse to have any oversight on these weapons transfers by the United States, the United States Congress, the Democrats, absolutely refused for there to be any oversight.
I remember.
So that's basically what I wanted to bring up today, Mike. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of callers. But that's it for me, unless you want to talk about anything.
No, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Your story about George Soros and his group getting $172 million. It kind of makes me laugh. And the reason I laugh about it is because all the like people that were calling up and always getting on Trump about not building the wall fast enough and not making Mexico pay for it. You know, where are they? I don't hear them calling that much anymore. But here you got the Biden giving George Soros' group $172 million of your tax dollars, you guys that were always on Trump about it. It's just amazing, you know, and people say there was no difference, you know. No, there's no difference, Mike, between Trump and the Democrats. And I mean, people really should have their head examined, and it's too bad the rest of us have to suffer for them being so stupid and so irrational and not being able. I mean, to compare the two, the borders are wide open. You think Trump would have given George Soros' group $172 million? I mean,
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And where are they all? You know, I remember all the time Trump didn't get the immigration. You know, meanwhile, he's fighting Paul Ryan. He's fighting his own party, but he's trying to get it from the military. He's doing everything he can. And these guys were always calling up and running them down. I don't hear them calling up about Biden at all. It's like Biden gets the pass. He's flooding the country. He's not even working on the wall, that parts that have been flooded. He's given $172 million to George Soros groups. Where's the outrage? Nothing. What's the matter with these people, Mike? I mean, I made a list of them the other day.
Well, they're obviously calling in with an agenda. And we commented last week, the Democrats must be terrified of Trump in 2024 because they're already loading up the phone lines, you know, with some very obvious shills to come on in and bash Trump. And, you know, they're so heavy-handed about it that it's obvious what they're doing.
Well, some of these people weren't, I know them personally, and they're not really shills. They're just like sort of ingrates. If they don't get everything their way, you know, it's like the people with the peace party, the people, the anti-war people. You know, yeah, I wasn't happy about Trump bombing Syria. I wasn't happy that they took that Iranian guy out in Iraq. But I mean, he didn't broaden any wars. He didn't start any new wars. He reached out to North Korea. You know, he was getting the Abraham Accords. You know, he didn't allow the Ukrainians to provoke the Russians into potential World War III. So, you know, I'm a rational person, and I say, you know, it's better than what we've had in a long time as far as a peace president. Yeah, it's not perfect, but now look what you got. Now
yes.
Look what you've got. Look what you've done to this country. You were saying it. I was saying it. Peter was saying it. This was an existential election. Existential. And you're starting to see what that word means now, you know,
yes.
All you ingrates, you know. And I'm sorry, I'll agree Trump wasn't perfect. I called and criticized him a lot. But to see the difference, what's happened to this country, Trump said, I'm what's in the way. I'm standing in what they want to do to you. And he was right. You're seeing it now, what they want to do to us white middle class Christian people, transsexual craziness. Being throwing people out of the military, forced vaccinations. I mean, it's insane. But you know, one thing I wanted to call up about. I got a little off track there, but it's this Ivana Trump thing. And you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So, but you know, she's 73 years old. Right? She's got all these injuries on her hips and legs from being a skier, and they're telling me that she's walking down these big grand staircases and fell and died. I find it odd. I mean, she doesn't have an elevator at her age. I mean, I don't particularly. We were talking about falls the other day, you and me, Mike, and I don't like stairs, period. And I'm 61, and I'm pretty healthy, but I don't like. I would not have a house with a bunch of stairs. She's living in this townhouse with some grand staircase, and she's supposedly going down this staircase at night or something, and they find her dead in the morning. Something about it.
Wasn't
just,
it night?
Yeah,
she was on her way to some kind of an appointment for her hair or whatever, and they're saying she suffered a heart attack.
Oh, and then fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
All right, because I heard she died from a blunt force impact to her torso. Now, if she fell down the stairs and hit her head and they said it was a head injury, I'd say, yeah. Well, the other thing I'd like to know is, was she was vaccinated and then she had a stroke or a heart attack and then fell down the stairs. There's a lot to this story that I want to know. I want to know more. Maybe they were trying to send a message to Trump, don't run again. I don't know. These people are capable of killing his
yeah, they certainly are, it's not beyond the realm of possibility she was offed as a warning to Donald Trump, there really isn't anything to indicate the anything suspicious, but we'll keep an eye on it.
Well, I just think it's suspicious to begin with that a 73-year-old lady with hip and leg problems is going down some big grand staircase, and especially if she's got a lot of money and doesn't need to be. You know, I'm sure she's got an elevator in her townhouse. Just something about it just doesn't. And they had a lady, I watched the YouTube, this Jewish lady, Haskell or something, and she was saying how bad her legs were and hips and how she told her about the staircases. And I thought, man, that's kind of odd, you know. You think she'd, you know, because if she was my
yeah,
mom,
but
I'd
you
be
know,
like, mom.
Different people age differently. I mean, there are people, you know, in their 70s and 80s who are very athletic and capable of handling stairs. There are people much younger than that who, because of conditions like arthritis, can't handle stairs. It's hard to paint with a general brush.
Well, yeah, I'm absent-minded, so I trip down. I'm tripping over things, not even stairs. But what I'm saying is, this lady was saying how bad her hips and legs were, and she mm-hmm. was kind of walking around. And that's what makes me say, why is she going down? That's what's odd about the whole thing. I agree. If she was a healthy, springy, you know, 73 and running up and down and out on bicycles, I'd say, yeah, that's not odd. But the fact that she was pretty decrepit and then going down down big stairs, that just seems kind of odd to me. That's all. I'm probably...
Well, I don't know how decrepit she was, you know, and I can't imagine that if she was, having difficulty on the stairs, that she wouldn't get one of those little electric chair things.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying it's odd, and we'll see.
I mean, they're not that
expensive. No, they're not at all. I mean, she's probably close to a billionaire. I mean, she's got a huge townhouse. I think it's 5 stories. It surprised me that there's not an elevator in it, to tell you the truth. Other than she might be living on the first floor. But it's just something about it. I'm just going to say, like, my inner Columbo is coming out saying it's something a little strange. You know how Columbo would always find something simple? Like,
yeah,
why would
I remember,
he be doing
it? Got kind of formulaic toward the end there.
Yeah. Anyway, I got the whole collection of all his shows. I love that show. Anyway, thanks, Mike, for hearing me. I appreciate your radio show.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Butterfly in Washington. Hello, Butterfly. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, so I've been I'm up here in Washington for a few minutes handling some family situations. I usually am down at the border wall. I'm with Veterans on Patrol. The last time I went down, I pitched my tent at the end of December, and I just came back end of April up here. Still got 10 miles of border wall. I got 5 holes, 2 cartels pushing kids through. So day and night, I got babies coming through these holes in the wall. Now, here's what's happening. The cartel's bringing the children from stash houses up to about a quarter mile back from the wall, and they're dumping them off. They got them in the back of trucks with cages. They got them in vans, whatever. I've had one teenager come through, 5, 10, 15. I've had up to 38 children come through at one time for me. Cartel coyotes then take these children and guide them up to the holes in the wall, doing whatever they want, rape, pillage, hurt, destroy, scare, whatever they want to do. And they bring these kids up to the holes in the wall, and then they kick them through. Now, once they're kicked through, our tax dollars are now activated to take these kids to their next traffic location, whether it's sex trafficking, whether it's organ harvesting, satanic ritual abuse and sacrifice. I see these kids come through all day long, bought and paid for. I'm not saying some of these kids don't go to family members. Yes, they do. if they make it to their family, if they make it to this government that has its own wealth, they've admitted to losing $20,000, right? That's the ones they admit to losing. I have horror stories on all sides. Now, I'm veterans on patrol, so what happens when these kids come through? I'm parked right there. I'm at a hole. These babies come through. I call them over. I make sure they have food. They have water. Are you okay? And then I give them a Bible that's got a phone number in it for them to call for emergencies. And I get their information. What's your name? How old are you? They come through with a little piece of paper the cartel gave them. It's their quote-unquote sponsor number. I get that. We then follow up with these kids. We call the sponsor. We're with such ministries. You're receiving a child. Yes, I am. Okay, we need your address. We need your information. Here it is. Okay, what's the name of the child? Usually about there you can tell whether they're expecting a family member or not. You hear them going through papers. You know it's a work camp or whatever they got going on for this kid. When we do find, we try to follow these kids through. We've had situations where between the cartel, government abuse, where the kids are going and need to be extracted from, we intervene. And the reason we don't intervene right at the border wall is volunteers. I literally, a month out of all this time, I spent a lot of time down there by myself. That's five holes. Now, I've had volunteers come down. And I have documented everything. I have a YouTube channel. I've documented these kids coming through, what we do, what's going on with them, follow-up, what we're doing at the wall. We're picking up trash. We're doing whatever we need to do. So since I've left, they have now put no trespassing signs on these five holes. Basically, the Border Patrol and the Fish and Wildlife and any other government and cartel will harass you off this line. So if you are a cartel, if you are a cartel coyote, and we watch them go back and forth all day long doing their drug drops here and then running back into Mexico, or you're a traffic child or an illegal terrorist, whatever, you can be on these roads. But if you're a volunteer and an American that wants to do something and help these kids out, I have stood in a hole all day, 10 hours, keeping cartel coyotes back on their own side. They won't run through if you got a dog on your side. And just me and the dog would be sitting there for all day. I do push-ups, listen to music. They can't bring their drugs through. But I'll receive the kids when they come through. They'll even use the kids as decoys to keep me busy so they can run their drugs. We've had aughts where we're able to cover every hole, and the cartel can't run their drugs, but the kids keep getting dropped off through us. And we at least can exchange that information and hit them up down the line. This is government-funded, cartel-run child sex trafficking for the most entire part, plus these cartel coyotes running their supplies in and out. They've got supply camps on our side. I have guys down there right now. I have one guy down there. He's actually right now. I've got kids coming through. This is just, like I said, brazen child sex trafficking. Kids coming through. I got nobody, not a church, nobody down there receiving these kids. I had Operation Underground Railroad come down and help me out one time. And they said, Butterfly, once these kids get past you and into the government, they're ghosts. So basically, the Border Patrol picks these kids up. They're processed through. They're put on a bus. They are then carted to a government facility where they are vaccinated the hell out of. They will vaccinate. These kids are already coming through screwed up. Raped, abuse. I've seen them recycled coming through a couple different times. Now they're going to over-vax these kids. They broke one child's arm. These kids are coming out sick now. They've got heart problems. They're just exceedingly sick. They'll give them 10 shots in one arm. And then these kids are coming up through. Now, we also have family members that are here waiting for these kids. There does a few times that happen, and the government has gotten in the way and says to parents, no, you can't have your children. We're going to put them in foster care because you messed up something on your paperwork. These kids are then separated, put in different foster cares in different states.
Butterfly, I'm going to have to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. Email me your YouTube channel, please, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. ¶¶
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Doug in Pakistan. Hello, Doug. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Long time. I just found out my ATM card expired, and it was my only source of money. But I have to go back to Thailand here. I'm in Peshawar, and I arranged for a ticket to a friend in Mass. Calling up, wonder you remember about that Marcos refrigerated crypt there outside of Kaneohe, Valley of the Temples?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And Imelda had racked up like $50,000 in electric bills for Hawaiian Electric.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Well,
yep.
I was checking into it, and it turns out, well, she brought him to Ilocos Norte and got another $200,000 bill for electric. And then, well, he was buried in the heroes section there, I guess, of the National Cemetery. Finally, Duterte allowed it. But now his son, Bong Bong, has come in here, all the twists and turns. I spent my 26th birthday in the hospital in Kaneohe and had dropped a bike I got for $3 at a Honolulu auction because of a bad wheel coming out of the tunnel on the hairpin on Poly Highway, and got bit by a Doberman 2 days later, and then didn't notice somebody wrapped their headlights around a coconut tree in Punalu and got a big chunk of glass. I think four days, 5 days I had to go to the hospital, but I ended up working on the USS Tripoli and was in the Philippines when Aquino was assassinated. Kept going back and back, and I would like to recommend anyone really looking for a place they might want to go to think about the mountain province in the Philippines. There's this place, Sagada. It's like a paradise. You can rent a house for $150 a month. And, I don't know how to connect on all that stuff, but Imelda going back to the Malacañang Palace, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I would like to say I really do like Ilocano people. Marcos Sr. was actually quite an interesting historical figure. He really was. I don't know if his son will measure up. I'll give him a chance. Anything's better than that Duterte guy. And hope all the best for you. And I've been listening all along here. I just haven't called in for a while.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call and the information. And, I do remember Hawaii, and I remember Kaneohe. We lived there briefly, then we moved to Aiea, and I still miss it. I especially miss the hula girls. So thank you for the phone call, and we're going to start with Marco in Alabama. And, Marco, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I was wondering if you heard anything about, you know, the recent amendment that was introduced by Adam Schiff dude over the weekend. It's an amendment to the 2023 NDAA that has just passed. It is House Resolution 4350.
That's the one where there's no government oversight for certain military operations domestically?
That is correct. That is correct. I mean, you know, does that at all, dude, hold any truth? I mean, do you think that this is going to go through? I mean, because essentially, dude, from what I gather, from what I've seen and what I've read and what everybody's talking about it, it essentially, you know, makes, you know, gives Biden dictatorial powers. And you know, you got to sit here and think about, you know, how we're going to get through the midterms, or if we're even going to get to the midterms at all.
Yes.
And this bill just looks like it would be something that would basically, you know, make it possible, dude, for them to, you know, cancel the election, go after any dissenter, dude, that isn't, you know, Democrat, and you know, populist, nationalist, conservatives, Republicans, you know, we would all be hunted down by this. I mean, this is something, dude, that you know, should be in the mainstream. I don't understand, dude.
Well,
you know,
Alex Jones came out with a story saying that, the Democrats are planning a coup to basically make Biden the puppet ruler for life.
I don't know about that, but I did see, you know, Gavin Newsom at the White House while Biden was at was in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
What if they try to push him?
They might, but you know, Hillary is definitely gearing up for a run, and anybody who's running against her could meet with an unfortunate accident, like John F. Kennedy Jr. Anyway, Marco, stay on the line.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show. Now we're talking with Marco in Alabama. We're talking about this amendment introduced by Adam Schiff that would limit government oversight for military operations carried out on U.S. soil. And obviously this is something that should concern all Americans. I mean, a clear violation of posse comitatus, I might add.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I just noticed, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, you're starting to see, you know, Pence come out of the woodwork, you know, all these neocons coming out of the woodwork, you know, that were sitting in the corner sucking their thumbs, dude, when Trump was president, dude, you know, all to sit here and try to muck up the waters. I mean, especially in Arizona, I'm sitting there paying attention to Carrie Lake. I like Carrie Lake. I like Carrie Lake for the simple fact, dude, that she's, you know, she has the establishment afraid. You know, unfortunately, I think, you know, independents, you know, voted for her in the general election just to vote her out in the main election in the midterms, because they're afraid. They're afraid of her, dude, big time. She got on Tucker, dude, and basically said, you know, we'll prosecute those, dude, that stole this election. You know, we will, you know, everything that you want to hear, dude, as a Trumper, man. And, you know, I don't know, dude, if she's the real deal or not or anything like that, but I'll put it to you like this. You know, if Doug Ducey and all these people, dude, are against her, The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I hope anybody that's listening in Arizona is throwing it down for our girl Lake, you know, over there in Arizona, you know. And, you know, honestly and truly, you know, I just sit here and I look at this situation, dude, as a huge warning shot, you know, to anybody, conservatives, populists, nationalists, anybody, dude, who's not a Democrat, dude, you know, because they could use this and they can sit here and go door to door, you know, rounding us all up and all that stuff, man. And, you know, you won't ever hear somebody sitting there saying that I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative ever again, dude, if this gets passed. And, you know, this is a major concern, you guys. 4350, House Resolution 4350. Pay attention, you guys. And all that stuff, man. I mean, because I just saw this over the weekend, and I'm like, they can't do this. And all that stuff, man. And basically, they're just trying to cover up, you know, us getting into power, dude, getting into the House and Senate, and then turning this the investigation over onto them. And I'm also hearing, you know, about Durham. John Durham in the 30 sealed indictments going back due to, you know, the Bush funeral when they were sitting there handing letters out due to all the Democrats and all that stuff. And I wonder if there's anything about that, you know, you've heard in a while.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Durham so far has been a tremendous disappointment, but he's still getting some headlines saying he's going to do something. But at this point, you know, I'm... You know,
he either does something or he doesn't.
And, you know,
I'm holding out hope, dude, because, you know, realistically, you know, you don't want the small fish. You don't want the Renfields. You want Dracula.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's what I'm holding hope on and all that stuff, man. But I mean, once again, you know, realistically, at the end of the day, Durham's boss is the dude that was supposed to be a Supreme Court justice, and so he's going to have to answer to him, and he's going to block it. What is his name, man? I always forget, man. The guy that he was supposed to be a Supreme Court justice dude before the Trump administration. The Democrats were pushing for him, and McConnell said, no, the winner of the election gets to pick, you know, the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, I remember that whole mess, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, God, I can't even remember his name. He's just so gay and liberal, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Anyways, man, I'm holding hope, dude, that there's something with that, you know, because I want to know what those letters were that went to Bush, Obama, the Clintons, all that, dude. You know, those were indictments. Those were indictments. They had to be indictments.
Well,
anyways, I'll let you guys
know.
Go. It
you
was
know,
nice talking with you, Michael. Thank you for everything.
Saying, you know, hold tight. We're going to pull this off. Hello, Marco? He dropped. Okay, all right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, I'm not a Democrat. I never have been. I don't know anybody else who calls in and criticizes Mr. Trump. Okay, I was a big supporter of Mr. Trump. I invested $500 the first time he ran. Seriously, okay? I was putting lawn signs out there for people. But he's broken a dozen promises, Mike, okay? People, they can't deny these. He didn't build the wall. He didn't jail Hillary. He didn't get us out of the Middle East. He didn't get along with Russia. He didn't overturn Obamacare. He didn't get the Voter Integrity Commission going. He didn't fix the infrastructure. He didn't reinstate Glass-Steagall. And he didn't defund the sanctuary cities. You know, I know he's better than Biden. These people call up, oh, you got to criticize Biden. Biden, who voted for Biden? I mean, if you got two chromosomes, if you got two brain cells, you couldn't vote for Biden. I mean, you know, he was hiding in his basement through the whole campaign. Well, I know Trump got screwed. I voted for Trump the last time, too. I didn't like what he did. You know what I mean? He like I say, he broke a bunch of promises. These are undeniable, okay? And he did a lot of things
you know, you need to remember that Trump was running into bureaucratic resistance. You know, it wasn't like he sat down and said, I'm going to break this promise. He just ran into so much bureaucratic pushback that he couldn't get these things done. I mean, the entire The entire system was fighting against him, you know, and, you know, he made a couple of critical mistakes, like, you know, allowing the Obama holdovers to stay in the executive branch. And if he gets in 2024, I'm sure he's learned from his past mistakes. He'll scrape out that entire executive branch and bring in people he knows are loyal to him. And, you know, then we'll see some things get done. But
well, you know what, Mike? I think he got compromised back in 2016, 2 days after he won the election. He met with Obama. Those meetings generally last 10 minutes. He was in there for an hour and a half. He came out. He had fear in his eyes, okay? You can see it. If people go to Daily Mail and look on there and check when he comes out of that meeting, I mean, his eyes, I mean, he looked like he saw a ghost, okay? I mean, and Mike, you know, he was selling weapons to the Saudis, okay? You know, before he criticized the Saudis, they were involved in 9/11. We got the 28 redacted pages. We all know that.
Well,
you know what
I
I'm
think
saying?
Those 28 redacted pages were a false trail because I think Israel was involved in 9/11.
Oh, there's no doubt. They were hooked in. Hey, we all know about the dancing Israelis. You had it on your website for years.
Yes.
It's probably still on there. You know, and that's great information. You know, Alex Jones talked about them years ago. He doesn't mention that anymore at all. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's another thing with Trump. He helped Israel. I mean, could he do anything more for them? I mean, he gave them the house. He gave them everything they asked for, basically. I think Jonathan Pollard, they got a little shrine for him over in Israel. And Casper Weinberger, who was a Jewish man himself, he came out and he said that the information that Jonathan Pollard released was the most detrimental information ever released by a spy in American history.
If the U.S. had gone to nuclear war with Russia at that point, Russia would have won.
Oh, I think they might win now, Mike. I don't know. I mean, you're familiar, I'm sure, with the F-35, right?
Yes, I am.
The plane? Yeah, people don't, if they're not aware of it, just go into Google, F-35 boondoggle, $1.5 trillion, Mike, and they can't compete with the hypersonic stuff that the Russians have. And
no,
I heard they got...
It's a piece of junk. So's the
F-22. It is. You know, but see, our military-industrial complex, they just turn around and say, okay, well, we'll build you something else. Instead of guaranteeing that these things are going to work and be superior, you know, if you bought a new car, you drove it a couple of miles, and then you had a problem, you bring it back. The guys are going to say, okay, well, we'll fix it for you, but we're going to charge you. You know, they'd say, okay, we'll take care of it. You know what I mean? We should have a guarantee from those people. Those people are making money over fish. They want to keep these wars going, Mike. Look at $86 billion worth of stuff over in Afghanistan. You know, they love that. You know, that helps keep the wars going, which they like. You know, they're never putting any skin in the game, you know, but they're making a lot of money on all the weapons that they've been selling, you know. But people, you know, I do criticize Trump. You know, I did vote for him last time. But people who say, oh, well, Biden, you know, these people don't. Who would. Mike, I don't think you got a listener that thinks that Biden was any good. And I mean, we see what a buffoon he is. You know what I mean? And we knew that before in his policies. And yeah, the gas was better under Trump and the food. And there's no doubt about that. You know, and Biden comes in the first day and he says, we're going to stop oil here. We're over begging the Saudis for oil while we got oil in the ground here. How much sense does that make? I don't understand. Somebody's got to enlighten me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I do appreciate you taking my call, Mike. And, you know, I know you're a Trump man and a lot of people are, you know what I mean? But I think there's a lot of us out there that say, you know, this guy, he kind of went off the beam here. And, you know, did he pardon Julian Assange or those people on January 6th? He should have pardoned all of those people before he went out, Mike. He pardoned a guy named... Weiss, Sholem Weiss. This guy was cheating old folks out of their money, okay? He amassed, I think, like over $400 million from insurance companies and elderly people. And Trump, you know, he gave him the you know, get-out-of-jail-free card. And those other people, they're being tortured down there, Mike. The people in this country should be outraged at what's going on down there.
I think the only good people we got should be.
You know, the only good people we got, I think, who say anything of that are Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know what I mean? And the media tries to portray them as, oh, they're, you know what I mean? They get almost, and believe me, I know Trump took a lot of heat. Okay? There's no doubt about it. He really did. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I just think that, you know, people should take another look at Mr. DeSantis down there in Florida. He's actually showed some backbone. He stood up, stood up against some of these big shots where a lot of other people would have wilted. And one more thing, it makes me laugh. You know, they went after DeSantis, and he said, well, you can't teach kids up to third grade about transsexualism and whether they want to be a boy or a girl. But from fourth grade on, I guess they're open game. They shouldn't be teaching any of that stuff to any grammar school, and probably not even through high school, in my home.
I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, well,
I
think most
of you agree on that.
Yeah, oh yeah, look, we agree on 90% of the issues, Mike. I love your show, you know what I mean? I compliment, I tell people, you know, I love Michael Savage. There's Michael Savage, Michael Rivero. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wrong Michael.
Tell you, you're
wrong
more
Michael.
Popular than that guy is now, Mike.
Let me show you my driver's license.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I am. And
okay, you know,
thank
I tell
you.
Tom in Florida I love him. You know, he can call up and bash me and say what how bad Biden is. But I know how bad Biden is, Mike. I never voted for him. And I don't know if these other people who called up and who took Trump to task are part of a conspiracy, truthfully, you know what I mean? I don't mm-hmm. think that's the case. I think that, you know, we kind of looked at it and said, you know, here's what the guy said he was going to do, and here's what he did. You know, and he did some good things. I'm not going to say he didn't, but I think he let us down in a lot of respects. You know, the two big campaign
yeah,
strings
especially
were
the election fraud issue, and he paid for it in 2020. And
exactly, exactly.
Or, you know, I think he's probably learned his lesson from his first term. And mostly the reason why I'm still pushing for Donald Trump is because there are so many Democrats and corporate media people who are opposed to him. Clearly, he represents a threat to the status quo, and the status quo is not working for the American people.
Well, that's for sure. It's not working for the people on Main Street. Wall Street, they're doing okay, Mike. You know.
Yep. Well, they're not doing all that good today either. They have you know, Biden inflation is taking its toll on the Wall Street bankers as well.
You are right on the money there, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. You have a good day and keep up the good work, brother.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing okay.
I wanted to talk about which was this thing with Trump's ex-wife who fell. I wanted to just briefly comment on that last caller. He called the show last night and complained about you because you were sticking by Trump. He complained about you and a couple other shows that where the people were announcers were sticking by Trump. It sounds to me like this guy's got some kind of really weird agenda. He's trying to turn all the announcers or all the different shows against Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, did you hear about that? Yeah, that he used your name and everything in the call last night?
No, I didn't hear that, but then I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was that, I don't know the name of the show. It's one of these younger guys is he's got an Italian name, Bafungo or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Before I get there, I just want to say if Trump had had a second term that he hadn't been cheated out of, I don't think there's any doubt he would have addressed all those issues. Basically, this guy keeps calling in day after day. Why do we have to hear this guy rant and rave every day over the same stuff? I think Trump would have probably addressed gotten a lot of them straightened out. Okay.
I agree. Because in his second term, he wouldn't need anybody's favors.
Exactly, and he would have had people in there, and not only that, but he would be had to kind of back off. All right, I'm calling in about that gentleman that called in about, was it Ivanka Trump who fell?
No, Ivana Trump, not Ivanka.
Ivana
was the ex-wife.
Ivana and Ivanka was his daughter, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, Ivanka was the one who was called about it. Evidently, what happened was there were some people who came to clean the house, and they couldn't get in right away, so they called Ivanka, and she came and let them in, and they discovered. Well, Ivanka called her father and told him what had happened, and had reported that she reported that she didn't have any bruises around her head, but her whole body was black and blue with bruises. And if she had fallen,
well, if you fall downstairs, I mean, you know, yeah,
you're going to hit your head, right? You're going to hit your head, though. And Ivanka said that there were no injuries on her head, about her head. His daughter said that there were no injuries about her head. And it's reported that Trump said himself that it looks like they may have gotten to her. Now,
I don't know about that, but I think there might be more coming out about this
in the near future.
Well, I'm going to wait for more information before I take a position on it. Yeah, it's entirely possible. At this point, you know, they're saying it was a cardiac arrest.
They changed their mind twice now. At first, they said it was a cardiac arrest, and then they changed that. And now they're saying it's something else. I can't remember what it was. So there seems to be some problems around this issue. Okay, thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. We're going to skip our final commercial break, and we're going to go to Bob in North Carolina. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thank you for trying to keep free speech alive. Here's the thing. Charlie's confused about a lot of things. I listen to a lot of shows on RBN. Charlie doesn't know which way's up. He's a good guy, but he thinks everything's a conspiracy theory. So I wouldn't go with him. You yourself had accused me of calling in under another name. I've never done that. Matter of fact, I'm the guy. Yeah, but you did that because that was a cheap shot to get away, just like you tried to call Frank a shill. And Frank had to call in and explain himself. And if you're not in a cult, then you should be able to accept different opinions and should be able to discuss it like a man instead of running away calling a name. And so unless you're a Trumpist, you know, I got rid of I helped get rid of a local guy in my own community who was on Clear Channel Radio. And he was a rhino, and he was a never Trumper. He was a punk, and he would attack everybody, and he didn't help the cause. There's a lot of people who aren't against Trump, but Trump had his chance. And unless you're in some kind of a cult and you keep bringing up Hillary Clinton, I already told you, and I'll make the bet with you again, Trump and Hillary will not challenge each other in the next election. It will not be them. Trump is only doing this to keep his ass out of trouble because he knows that he's in a heap load of trouble because he's got half the country after him. We don't want to put another guy in there who's got half the country after him. We need to start fresh. And if you're going to tell me that these poor little billionaires, and I know you kiss Musk's butt too, which is ridiculous. You know, he's a welfare whore to the 10th degree. You may like these guys. You may want to look up to them. But you sound like Rush Limbaugh, basically. Oh, we got seminar callers calling in here. You guys are going to lose a lot of your Patreons. And when I called in, the guy answers the phone. He goes, "No," like he could care less. And that's Mike. And the one who started that rumor about me calling in under another name was Julie. And Julie did that because I used to challenge the Road Warrior guy about some of his assertions. He calls everything a logical fallacy, but he runs a logical fallacy in his show. He puts out a lot of good information, but when he starts talking about the sun, you can replace that with S-U-N. And S-O-N, it's the same thing. I'm sorry, but it seems like no one has a position to fight back. And they say, well, let's just leave it all in the hands of God. And then you say things like, let's just let it all collapse. So when people call in with an idea or a challenge or an information, I think basically you're just running out the clock, Mike. And that's why a lot of people have lost respect for you, like I have. Fact.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your opinion, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know how to act, call it early. Well, I just wanted to say that some of the people, they tell it. They say they want the truth, but they tell it like they want it to go. And
yes.
It seems like everybody's always on Russia's side. Don't get mad now. But 36 million dollar Russian, I don't have my glasses, Russian plane was just knocked out of the air. And they said that Russia did it, made a mistake and did it. Well, maybe they did. But you know what? I think the Bible talks about that, the enemy fighting himself. And on the other hand, I think we had a battle in the Revolutionary War where the enemy fought. It's a battle of, see, I really wasn't ready. I need coffee. I just woke up. There's a preacher named, well, don't forget his name too, but he's a prophet really, but he's really good. And he went over there, to Ukraine, and he said, y'all gonna get a lot of rain. And they said, no, we don't believe you. It hasn't rained here in so long. We think you don't know what you're talking about. And he said, oh, now I know God said to go get rain. So anyway, he prayed before he got on the plane. And before he got on the plane, he said it was just pouring rain. So you never know when somebody's changed their mind and come to God. That's what I'm trying to say. And God's going to help people who want him to help them. That they're not fake. They're not fake. See, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Okay.
And so now, Biden giving them money, I think that's fake because, well, I don't want to judge Biden either, you know, but I really don't. I think that's all fake on his part because he knows he ain't going to win. So he's just trying to do anything he can to get on the right side so he won't look so bad.
Well, that's what politicians do. Anyway, Pat, we're going to let you go. I'm going to get one more phone call in here before the end of the show. We're going to go to Apostle in New Jersey. Hello, App. What's on your mind today?
They're not fake. They're not fake.
Hello.
That's why I'm looking
yes.
at it.
Okay.
Hello.
Money.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I don't know what the hell is going on today. But it seems like you're getting hammered by Democrats today.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling like an attack right now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't normally hear people attacking you, whatever, for your personal opinions. But I'm listening to your show, and I'm saying, Jesus Christ, is every Democrat on the planet calling you up? They must really be scared. You know that, right?
They are. They clearly are.
Okay, I'm feeling sorry for you today, Mike.
Nah, don't feel sorry. I mean, you know, I'm coming up on 70 years old. I just don't care what people think about me anymore.
But Mike, I'm hoping Claire doing okay. Whatever, you know.
Claire's doing better. Claire's doing a lot better.
Good. I'm really happy to hear that. But I'm just sorry you're getting hammered today, whatever, by ignorant people, you know?
Well, it's part of the job description, you know. It's a hot kitchen, what can I tell you?
Yeah, I'm just surprised that you were able to grab my call today, whatever, because I looked
well,
at it.
Well, yeah, I fit you in, but now I'm going to have to shut you down because the music is playing, the show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins has taken the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate during these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.